So let's move on, and as I promised, let's erase what we've learned now and let's see a completely different way to create mobile applications for all the platforms. And we'll talk about Cordova. We'll see how to create the first project and how to do some basic stuff. I have to say that I'm not a Cordova guru. So we will see just an high-level introduction to the platform to understand how it works and how it can help creating cross-platform application. So we won't go too deep, as we've seen with Xamarin. So what is Cordova? Cordova is an open source framework. You'll probably know it as PhoneGap. It's part of the Apache project, and it's a way to create applications developed with HTML technologies, so HTML, JavaScript, CSS, and so on, which runs into an hosted with you in iOS and Android, or in the WWA hosting Windows platform, which is the host that runs the WinJS applications. So you have your application has a web view, and inside the web view you display the content of this application. Then you have a set of plugins, which are basically a way to convert the native APIs to JavaScript APIs. So you have a shared plugin, which is the same for every platform, but under the hood, the plugin are splitting into the different platforms, and they are going to call the specific API methods. So for example, if you want to geolocalize the user, you will use a single JavaScript plugin, which will do something like geolocalize and will return you the coordinates. But under the hood, you will have a plugin that will use the iOS APIs, Android APIs, and Windows APIs to perform the operation. So the important requirement you need to understand is that to have a feature of the platform exposed to the web application, you need a plugin. Without plugins, Cordova would be more or less useless. How does Cordova work? You create a Cordova project, and the Cordova project comes with a configuration file, the code specific for each platform. So when you create a Cordova project, you will create and you build for Android, you will create an APK application. When you build for Windows, you will create an APX package. So you will have a base project, which if you want, you can also open, which is a native for the platform. And then you have the plugin code. On top of this, you have the assets and HTML, CSS, and JavaScript, which instead are shared across the three different platforms. So all the three platform projects will use the same HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. Then you build the Cordova project, and you get basically what I just told you. So you get three projects. One Visual Studio project, one Xcode project, and one Eclipse project. All of them, they will have the same HTML, CSS, JavaScript, and assets, but it will contain the specific code for plugin configuration and platform of so specific code for the platform. So the runtime, the plugins, the configuration, and so on. So in the end, what you get is a native application. So it's not native, meaning that the app runs like a native application because it's running in a web view, but it's native, meaning that it's not a website. The user will go to the store, will download the app like a native application. And you will have access to native features of the app. Cordova, the difference I've already mentioned before is that on Windows, Cordova has a little boost compared to the other platform, especially from the performance point of view, because on iOS and Android runs into a web view, so you have basically the browser of the phone that is running the view inside the app. On Windows 8 and Windows Phone 8.1, you are using instead the same environment that is using WinJS. WinJS is the environment that makes possible to create native Windows application using web technologies. So when you create a WinJS app for Windows, you are not creating a cross-platform app, but you are creating a native application that has the same capabilities of an application written in C# XAML or in C++. And again, it relies on this process. If you go in the task manager of your PC, you will see WWA host. It's the process that manages the connection, the platform rendering for the application based on Internet Explorer. Visual Studio has started some time ago a tight relationship with Cordova. So we as Microsoft, we are supporting Cordova, and we are integrating the tools that makes easier for developers to create apps with Cordova into Visual Studio. In Visual Studio 2013, it was an extension that you needed to install. Now this extension is deprecated, and the suggested way to go is to use Visual Studio 2015, which comes with the Cordova tools. So when you install the tool, when you start the Visual Studio installation, as you saw this morning, if you go to customize the setup process, you have the option to add Cordova into the box. And Visual Studio is able to create Cordova applications for iOS, Android, and Windows directly from Visual Studio. Cordova supports more platforms than these ones. Supports also BlackBerry, supports also Firefox OS. I'm speaking only about Android, Windows, and iOS because they are the platforms that are supported by Visual Studio. So if you want to create a BlackBerry app with Cordova, you can, but Visual Studio won't give you any help on this. Not because we don't like everybody, but it's because we are talking about the three most used platforms. So this is the experience with Visual Studio 2015. When you start the installation, you have a series of options, and one of them, which is not listed here, great screenshot, it's Cordova. So you can add it, and the nice thing is that, as I was explaining you this morning, the bits are downloaded in real time. So if a new version of Cordova has been released, meanwhile, we don't have to update the installer, but it comes for free. And every time you open Visual Studio, it will check with the latest Cordova version. So it will make Visual Studio will make sure that you are using the last version of the platform. When you create your first project, what you get is this. So you have a project with a file called config.xml, which contains all the configuration of the application for the different platforms. And you get a www folder, which is the folder where your application lives. So this is the starting point of your application, and you have a folder for the scripts and a folder for the CSS, a folder for the images. It's up to you. These are some folders that comes bundled with the package, but you can define the infrastructure you want. And then you have the plugins app, where all the plugins are installed. And if you browse that folder, you will find the specific code for the different platforms. This sample is a plugin called Dialogs, which is used to display native dialogs to the user. This is the configuration file. The configuration file has a visual editor. It's an XML, but Visual Studio offers you a visual editor. And you have a common interface, a common section, which defines some features that are common across all the platforms, like the name of the application, the ID of the application, the version, the description, and so on. And then you have the CLI, which is the Cordova line interface, the command line interface of Cordova, because Cordova is a package, basically, that comes with Node.js. And it's an NPM package, which is the package manager of Node.js. So everything you do here with Visual Studio, under the hood, it's using a command line interface to perform the operation. So everything I will show you during this presentation can be done also by command line interface, if you like. But Visual Studio does that for you. And this option is this configuration section is used to define the version of this command line interface. This version of the command line interface it's required. It defines which platform are you supporting. So for example, this is the default one, but if you want to use the new Windows 10 integration with Cordova, you need to switch to the 5 version because it added support to Windows 10. And then you have plugins. Visual Studio comes with a set of core plugins. It doesn't mean that they are all installed, but it means that you have just this simple interface to access to plugins. You go to the plugin, you press install, and the plugin is installed. Otherwise, you can also point to a custom location, which is a Git repository, and can be a local Git repository or a remote Git repository. So if you go on GitHub and you find a nice plugin, just go to custom, point to that to the URL of that Git repository, and it will install it for you. And then you have specific platform configuration. So you have some properties like that are specific for Windows, Android, and iOS. So for example, these are the information that are displayed for the app when it's displayed on the Windows Store. So let's see another word of a summary of a Cordova application. Sorry, I'm starting to mix things. Okay, I created a new application. And the application has my config file where, as you can see, I have the platform, I have the plugin. If I go to install, I have installed a plugin called Notifications. And as you can see, when I see the plugin, I can see quickly which platform are supported. And as you can see, Cordova supports basically everything. Amazon, Ubuntu Phone, Firefox OS, BlackBerry 10, Tizen. Every mobile platform is more or less supported. But as you can see from this configuration file, Visual Studio supports only Windows, Android, and iOS. So you can reuse the HTML you write on each platform, but Visual Studio will be able to build only for this thing. And then I have my index page, which is an HTML file, if it loads. No? Okay. You have your HTML page, the HTML does, it contains the initialization of some JavaScript libraries which are required to work with Cordova. And then you can start adding your JavaScript any way you want. So you can add it inline, or for example, the project gives to you an index.js file which contains already some code that is used to manage the application. So as you can see, if you need to perform some operation when the application is started, you can use this on device ready, on pause, on resume. You can manage the application lifecycle. Here I've added a function called the show message, which simply uses the plugin. So navigator.notification.alert hello world will display a dialogue with the message hello world. And this is HTML, so to use this method, I have a button, and on the onClick, I call the JavaScript method showMessage. As you can see here, you have all the platforms which you can target. And for example, let's try to target Android, and instead of using the emulator, which doesn't work, we'll use Ripple. Ripple is the one I've mentioned before this morning when I explained why Visual Studio was installed in Chrome. It's a simulator that runs on Chrome, and it supports multiple devices and multiple features. In this case, the first thing that it's doing, the first build will take a while, because it will download the projects, the files required to produce the build package, and it will create the real Android package. So now it's installing some tools, it's installing the Cordova tools. This is made worse by the fact that this machine is like new. So all the things that I already installed for the demos are gone. So it's reinstalling the Cordova CLI because it wasn't installed, because it's the first time I opened this project. If we go now just to take a look here, while it's building, we can see that, for example, here we can go on platforms. No, we can, it merges. And you can see here that it's starting to merge the package of the application with the specific Android code. Okay, no, it's the first time I... No, it's not my default browser. I want to keep using Spartan. Okay. This is the application, how it will work. It would work also on the Android emulator we've used before, just to be quicker, because if you remember, it's not that fast. But now the application, yeah, the layout is bad because it's just displaying it. If I would run the application on the real emulator, you would see the real alert. So yeah, it sucks here, so I'm sorry. But you can configure a lot of things here. But yes, the final result sucks a little bit. Just to show you a little better alternative, let's use the Windows Phone emulator, and while it compiles, you can see that since I've created a build for Android, it downloaded, now it's created also the Windows, it downloaded all the packages required. This is basically an Android project with the stuff required to work. Okay, this is the application, better. So this is the dialogue of Windows Phone. It's not that crap we've seen before. So let's continue here. Here, okay. Ah, okay. One cool thing that, I have a specific demo for that, okay. Testing and debugging, the nice thing that Visual Studio adds to the experience, because this kind of thing can be done also with the command line interface or using other editors. The cool things that Visual Studio add is support debugging. So you can do real-time debugging or like with a native app. So you can place breakpoint on your JavaScript code and perform ad watcher, see what's going on, see the value of the variables. And you have also real-time UI changes. Since it's an HTML app, you can change the layout of the page real-time, and in real-time see the changes. We'll see a demo in a bit. On Windows and Windows Phone, how the debugging works, you create an Apex package which can be used to deploy locally or on the emulator. It depends, since Cordova is able to generate apps both for Windows and Windows Phone. On Android, the experience is the same of Xamarin, so you get an APK package and you can deploy it on an emulator. You can use Google, Genymotion, Microsoft. The new option is that you can use Ripple, which it's not that great as you've seen before, but it supports a lot of different devices, orientation, resolutions, so if you need to test something specific, it works good. On iOS, you have the same Xamarin problem. iOS code can't run on Windows due to technical and legal limitation, so you need a Mac to build a Cordova project. And Microsoft offers you, like Xamarin, a remote agent which can be used to connect the Windows machine to a Mac, so that the deployment and the build is made by the Mac, but you keep using Visual Studio on your Windows PC. Testing and debugging means that, for example, I want to show you just a couple of demos. The first one is that if I place a breakpoint here, and I launch the application on Windows Phone. I click the button and the breakpoint gets triggered. So I can see what's going on. And the other thing is that, okay, the app is running, and okay, and here you can have the I've lost the window. There should be another window. Resource view, probably. No, it's not. Let me try again to relaunch the project. Maybe without the breakpoint, so that I don't stop the experience. One second, if I can find it. Class code object browser. No, it's not object browser. Come on. Where are you? Start page, other windows. Web browser. No, it's not a web browser. One last try, then I will describe what I was trying to do. No, I can't find it. Let me check here, live. Live Visual 3, maybe. Maybe in the debugging windows. Windows. Maybe. Oh. Okay, this was it. Sorry for the delay. You can browse the DOM of the HTML, so you can also do stuff like that. So background color red. It's not applied because because it's applied two times here. I wanted to make something wow, but no. It's not work. Let's try again. If not, we'll move on. The idea is that you can do real-time changing on the HTML. So if you set the background red, it should have turned into red without relaunching the application. So let's try to add the style, background, color. No. Background, color, red. Okay, now it's working. Thank you. So you can have real time changes, and you can changes in real. You can see in real time how it changes. This is one of the other benefits of using Visual Studio to create these kind of applications. Third party libraries. If you are a web developer, things that I'm not, so if I make mistakes, please excuse me. Probably it's hard that you create a website without using one of the main powerful third-party libraries that are out there to support web development. So if you are into web development, I find it hard to believe that you have never used jQuery or Bootstrap or Angular. We are talking about a web application, so you can use any library you want. You can use Angular, you can use jQuery, no matter if it's made by Microsoft, by Google, like Angular, everything just works. You just include them in the folder that contains the application script. So you just place all the files there. The only thing that it's important to highlight is that sometimes one way to add a library to a website is to add a reference to the CDN. So instead of embedding the library into the project, you just go and say script src the URL of the library that is, for example, Google maintains a version of AngularJS on a CDN, which can be accessed by the application directly specifying the URL. In this case, we are talking about an application that can run also offline. So it's not a great idea to have them. You will find a lot of problems in having this kind of approach. So it's always better to include the libraries directly in the application. To be honest, this is not a problem anymore, but I think it's important to highlight. If you run an application that uses library like Angular on Windows Phone or Windows, and you start to use the application, you may see this error, because all the codes, all the JavaScript code that uses dynamic content is disabled by default on Windows and Windows Phone. Because unlike the other platforms where you have only a web view, here you have native access to the platform and to the operating system. So we aren't allowing to use this approach. However, it's not a big deal, because a Microsoft OpenTech has released a library that takes care of, it takes all the codes that use dynamic code and wraps them in a way that works without creating security issues. I'm reporting this even if I found out that it's not required anymore, because the Cordova tools that comes with the latest build of Visual Studio 2015, so the release candidate, automatically include this library in the Windows package. So you don't have to add it anymore. However, it's maintained on GitHub, so if you want to always have the latest version, you can grab it from here. So let's see a little demo of how to use AngularJS in a Xamarin application, in a Cordova application. And let's start with the sample Angular. Angular is a library made by Google, which, however, it's another of the announcement that today I've told many times that the L is frozen because of us. The AngularJS is another of these things, because the next version of AngularJS we will use as a language TypeScript. TypeScript is a way to have a more advanced JavaScript, which is more familiar to .NET and C# developer, because it uses a static approach. And TypeScript is a library made by Microsoft. So the next version of a Google product will use a Microsoft library. So funny things are happening in our world right now. And Angular is a way to do basically model view model, so separation of UI, logic, stuff like that, in different layers. So this is how, what I did is I've installed the script using NuGet. AngularJS is on NuGet, so it downloaded some stuff. And that, what happens is that I have added a reference to Angular, and then I can start using some AngularJS code. Like, I won't go too deep because I'm not an expert too. But what happens here is that I have defined a controller, and the controller has a property called person. And when I type I want to show here the value of the name property of the person. So I have under the hood a class, a JavaScript file, that defines my controller. And the controller adds to the scope of the controller, so all the elements inside the controller can access to this thing, a property called person with a name value, with a name property. So what happens is that when I launch this application, this application, setup startup project, no Windows 10, I know that you like Windows 10, but not now, I like it too. It's not the right time to start another emulator today, before everything explodes again. Okay, what happens here is that since basically I've defined that the input control is connected to the model person.name, what happens is that every time I change something here, the value under changes, the below value changes, because here I'm writing person.name, and AngularJS basically is creating what in Windows is the binding. So there's a connection between the code and the UI, and every time the person object changes, it automatically changes the HTML without doing anything. If I go to the DOM Explorer, you will see that even if I didn't declare the year, if I go to the index.html, you can see that I have Cordova, platform of the rights, index, I have the scripts, but at runtime, when I build the Windows package, automatically I get added the winstore.js compat.js. In fact, you can see that I'm using Angular, but the app works. I didn't see the error I showed before. Just to show you another way of doing cross-platform, let's see the same app running on Windows 10. Why not? In this case, it's not rebuilding everything because the package is the same of the Windows Phone app, but as you can see, I have the same thing here. And with Angular, you can do also more complicated stuff. Again, I'm not here to teach you Angular because I'm not the right guy to do it, but just to see, to show you what you can do with this tool combined in a mobile application. Here I'm doing something more complex. So I have a controller and a button. When I press the button, I download something from a REST service and I display it into the application. And I'm using this syntax, ng-repeat, meaning that in my code I will have a collection called characters. I want to iterate over that collection, and for every element in the collection, I want to display this div, which has an image that points, the src points to that property. So what happens is that I have published the Marvel APIs as a Azure mobile service. Basically in my application, I'm doing this. I'm downloading the data from my REST service, and I assign it to a property called characters. Since it's a collection, then here I can start accessing to all the properties of the character. So in this case, the name is stored in the name property, the thumbnail.path is the way to get the URL, the URL of the image, and if I launch this application, Angular Services, oh, let's do it on Windows Phone, not on Windows 10, here, okay. It's not working. Maybe it's downloading. Sorry. Why it's not working? Funny thing is that I don't get any error here, so. Okay, now it's just low. Sorry. So it's downloading the data and it's creating a div element with the image for each item that it downloaded. So with AngularJS, I think it's a good way to create a mobile application with this platform because it helps. One of the problems of dealing with web application is that JavaScript, the language, the tools are not maybe the right choice to create a mobile app. But a framework like this can help you to work with an approach that it's more similar to the mobile development. So in this case, we are talking about model, about a view model, we are talking about properties, so it's more similar to what we as C# developers are used. The last thing I want to talk to you about Cordova is that at Build we announced many things connected to Cordova and Cordova supporting Windows 10. Excuse me. Okay. So, what we have in Cordova with Windows 10? You have direct access to the Windows runtime, which means that it's easier for developers to create new plugins because it's easier for them to create a platform-specific code. You have the support, you have the hosted content model natively, and which means that you can use the JavaScript libraries and patterns you love. So the compatibility library that we've added before, it's not more required. Now the package will take care of helping you to reuse all the platform, all the plugins you have. It's based just on web standard, so it uses things that are just proposed by the W3C. It's not using just any specific things that works on your Windows. And we are working to support the top 25 plugins. So we are nearly there, but the goal is to have the top 25 plugins for Cordova that runs fine also on Windows 10. And if you want to start doing experiments with Cordova and Windows 10, there are some things to do because the support is not embedded yet. If you install Visual Studio 2015 and you create a Cordova project, you target 8.1. You need to change the command line interface to 5.0.0. And then you need to have some fun with the command line because this is the command to add a new platform. So when you build a project for Windows, under the hood, Visual Studio performs a Cordova platform add Windows. In this case, you need to use add Windows at and a specific URL because now when you do add Windows, it uses the stable version that supports 8.1. Instead, with this command, you get the preview version that works with Windows 10. And then, once you do that, in the configuration of the Windows platform, you get a new item, which is Windows 10. So, with these things, you can start to go... This is a very complex application. I spent a lot of time to create it, basically. If I remember well, it just displays something. Yes, hello, Europe. No, it's the default template, so I didn't anything. But I've created it to target Windows 10. So if I'm here, I can say Windows Phone Universal. And this time, let me launch it on the... No, sorry, not Windows Phone, but Windows, because it doesn't exist anymore, Windows Phone, it's just Windows. So you will launch the local machine. Now it will take a bit because it's installing the 5.0.0 Cordova tools because before we've used the 4.3, so it wasn't available. And it will download the platform specific projects for Windows 10. And this package, we could launch it on the emulator, Windows Phone emulator, and it will just work because with Windows 10 we have a single package that runs on every platform. We'll see it in a bit later on Windows 10. If it doesn't take too much. Okay? Probably the fact that I erased the machine did something wrong. Well, okay, trust me, it worked. So, about Cordova, we are done. I don't have anything more to share. If you don't have any question, we can switch to the last topic.